I know someday you'll have a beautiful life after the album 10 by Pearl Jam, Epic Records 1991. Your 16-year-old body feels a spark, indecent, unladylike. The guitar licks the flames eager. You can see the disapproving faces of your parents, but there is a roof and food, isn't there? And school and temple and heads bowed in prayer and questions about the length of your skirt. And the boys, the boys, the boys. One of those forbidden boys sends you hidden lyrics saying you are both alive, even if you are not seen for who you really are. The singer's voice rages, the guitar screeches, the drumskin is never still. At temple, your eyes hemmed in kajal, clad in a sari which reveals more than a skirt ever could. The boy dares to smile. And the questions about the boy, who, what caste, and what about that test where you only got 98%? The questions smell sour, like they will curdle everything. The band sings of a girl diagnosed, locked up for knowing herself. So you smile back, and the boy answers with his plump, nicotine-stained lips. The fire laps at your belly like hunger. The band plays a song about an untouched girl who shatters like glass because a man taught her everything. The lesson is this: your fire will reduce everything to blackest soot, and you will be left alone. So you give the boy a feather-light, tinkling laugh and watch his world turn black. The music says, though the ocean separates, the currents take you where you need to go. You are lost for a breathless while, pressure building in your ears. You flail in the foaming wet, but there is no one. You have pushed them all away. The band crawl into the stone garden. They strip their skin, leave the porch to begin their lives. This house is sturdy with prayer and acrid holy smoke. This house has a flimsy facade painted over with rice flour rangolis to hide the cracks. This house will stand for eons with its moral strength. This house will collapse any minute with secret rotting shame, coconuts cracking at the forecourt like all your false selves. Drumbeat reaches you like whale song calling your name. You find the bottom and kick out. The air stings your sodden skin. The music pulls off the 6 yards of your sari, red silk like bloodied strips, unleashes your hair into its true matted wildness. You are at a concert. The man with the razor honey voice knows your fire. He's been singing about it for decades. In a moment, he will look up to you. His smile will say, "Just ride the wave. You don't need anyone to release you." The album might end, but the music doesn't. When the doors open, you will spill into your life, and your fire will be the star in your own sky.